A comprehensive food security and vulnerability assessment released by the United Nations World Food Programme this month shows that at least 15 million people in Sudan, one-third of the population, are currently facing acute food insecurity. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, WFP communication officer Lenny Kinsley says the already alarming food security situation is likely to worsen throughout the lean season in Sudan, which began this month and will last through September. Kinsley says WFP expects the number may rise to 18 million people, or 40% of the population, by September.
The combined effects of the economic and political crisis, conflict and displacement, climate shocks, including droughts and floods, and a poor harvest in the past agricultural season are among the key drivers of food insecurity in Sudan.
Sudan's population is estimated at 40 million people, according to the last census taken in 2008. In December last year, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan said about 14.3 million people across Sudan were estimated to be in need of humanitarian assistance in 2022. Kinsley says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is also driving up food and fuel prices in Sudan, which is dependent on food imports from Ukraine and Russia. The Black Sea ports more than half of the country's wheat imports. Kinsley says their assessment shows that food insecurity exists in all 18 states in Sudan.
The 10 most affected localities are in the Darfurs, which have been ravaged by nearly two decades of protracted conflict and displacement. The most affected locality is in Karanik, West Darfur, where renewed clashes at the end of April claimed the lives of at least 179 people and displaced around 125,000.
Up to 90% of the population in Karanik is food insecure, the analysis says. Kinsley says a WFP and FAO assessment on agricultural production released last March revealed poor harvests in many parts of Sudan negatively affected food availability and livelihood opportunities.
To address the sharp rise in food insecurity, the United Nations World Food Programme is calling for urgent action, including increased funding, in order to save lives and prevent a looming hunger crisis in Sudan.
Adam Harun, an IDP living in Sudan's Kalma camp, says the situation is deteriorating because the IDPs did not receive any food rations over the past 8 months. Speaking to this program from Al Janina town of West Darfur state, Harun says many families are leaving the camp and looking for a suitable place to live. Harun says, "We don't know what to do. Some of us are thinking of migrating from this country to Europe. This country is no longer safe for us. We will still call on the aid organization that the first priority of the IDPs and refugees is food. And if the displaced persons are subjected again to hunger in the camp, that is going to be a disaster." Khartoum resident Sousan Salim says the economic situation is horrible. She says the mega amount she earns teaching is not enough to take care of her four children. Salim says everything has become difficult. There is nothing easy to get in this country. It is hard to get food, transport, and everything is difficult to access. If you become sick, that will be the end. She says, "We are just waiting patiently to see what is going to happen." Earlier this year, international humanitarian groups appealed for more than $1.9 billion to provide assistance and protection to 14.3 million people in Sudan this year. $806 million is required for life-saving activities alone. Babagan Ahmadu, the representative of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization in Sudan, said in a recent statement that this harvest year, Sudan was able to produce 5.1 million tons of cereal, which was enough to cover the needs of less than two-thirds of the population. The statement said, quote, "If the ongoing agriculture season does not receive robust support with agricultural inputs and livestock services, the number of food insecure people may dramatically increase to unprecedented levels and untimely lead to more conflict and displacement." End quote. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.